Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's a synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at. Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hey, good morning. Monday. It is the Joe and Alex Show. If you want things to look forward to, I think next Monday most of us have off. Because it's, what is that, Labor Day? I forget what, I think like it goes Memorial Day then Labor Day. I always get everything mixed up. But you're looking forward to something? How about this? This time from next week, you may not even be having to work. Hey, good morning, Alex. Good morning, Live the Web Girl. How's everybody doing today?
Good morning. I had a great weekend. I'm calling it my weekend of firsts because I did a lot of things for the first time.
Did you lose it?
I did not lose it.
Okay.
Yet. I'm waiting till I'm married. If you've never listened to the show before, my name is Alex. But over the weekend, I did a bunch of other first things, like I smoked a cigar. Who am I? I tried bourbon. I also discovered Pinot Noir, which I'm not a red wine drinker. So
wait, you discovered Pinot Noir last week because you came in drunk Friday morning.
Oh, yeah. You're right. But then I kept
you're
doing
just
it.
Making an excuse for your weekend of drinking.
I was just so drunk that I'm forgetting timelines now. But I continued my discovery of Pinot Noir over the weekend. That's what I will say.
So is that your go-to now for wine?
I think it might be.
Okay.
So, yes. So, I'm very excited. And I did not think that I was going to like smoking a cigar. I went to Blend Cigar Bar, and it was actually so amazing. I've obviously never been there before. I've never smoked a cigar before. But I actually really liked it. And I think that I would do it again. And they were super nice in there. And, like, the people there are just great with customer service. I, like, casually mentioned in conversation, oh, my phone's dying. I need a phone charger. And I'm telling you what, this guy must have popped out of the wallpaper with a phone charger. He just showed up. He appeared out of nowhere.
He's like, here's a new iPhone. Take it.
I was like, this is like Chick-fil-A service, but for cigars. So,
oh, my God. What if they had Chick-fil-A there?
Have you ever smoked a cigar before?
I think once or twice. To be honest, I don't know much about it because you don't want to inhale the cigar. I know that.
You got to be with somebody that knows how to do it. And I was with
and
another.
You have to cut the end off and stuff. And
yes. I was with a friend of mine who also works in radio here in Indy, and he is like a major cigar person. So he was teaching me everything, but I definitely didn't know.
Well, that's cool. What about you, Live the Web Girl? You have a fun weekend and all. What'd you do?
I got in a wreck on Saturday, which was not fun.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Like, my neck has hurt for the past 2 days.
What? How did you not tell us this?
Are you going to sue him?
No, it was definitely my fault.
Kind of.
They were, like, stopped in the middle of the road for no reason, like, two cars, which is kind of annoying. Like, put your flashers on if you're going to do that. But yeah, so now I have to like deal with that headache. I have to call my insurance company, which I don't know how to do anything. Like when I got in a wreck, like my first initial thought was like,
Drive away as fast as I can.
One was like, okay, cool.
Don't do that.
Like I'm okay.
Yeah.
The other people are okay. But my second thought was like, I don't even know what to do.
Well, even
like,
when you do know what to do,
call someone like
that
I don't.
Situation like can really mess it because you might know what to do, but you're probably in a panic. It's not normal to be in a car accident.
What's the damage?
My front is just messed up. Like, my air conditioner doesn't work. Well, one, my airbag is, like, out.
Wait, your airbag
went
off?
You're driving it with your airbag out? I don't think that's legal.
I don't think it's safe for sure, but, like, also, I mean, I wasn't going to Uber to work, and I have to drive it to the dealership after this.
Where's mom and dad
taking care of this?
They need to get you a rental car.
Well, so I have to call my insurance today to see if that my insurance covers that.
You should have Ubered to work.
Yeah,
I'm not going to Uber to work. That's too expensive. That adds up too quickly. I need to get my car into the shop as quickly as possible.
But that is dangerous, though, driving around without an airbag.
Yeah.
I know it is.
I'm worried about you.
I know.
Well, geez, I'm glad you're okay.
I'm fine, though. But so, yeah, I was on my way home from work, and I was so excited to be done with work for the weekend on Saturday night.
You're like, I'm going to get crazy later.
And then that happened, and I was like, Gosh darn it.
Well, you, Live the Web Girl had a crazy weekend because I was there for part of it totally by accident. I heard about this. I ran into her and it was totally by accident. Wasn't expecting it. And her new boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, who we've talked about on the show before. And so coming up right after 7 o'clock, I asked Jewel Daddy some questions when Liv was passed out at the bar.
I want to find out how this all happened coming up.
That hasn't happened since college.
Well.
How was your weekend, Joe?
My weekend was pretty good, Alex. I got to hang out with my wife, Lindsay, and we did a cool event yesterday. We went to Camp Bow Wow in Lawrence. They had their third little birthday anniversary thing, so that was cool. I got to hang out with them for a while. My dogs are good because obviously they let my dogs go to Camp Bow Wow Lawrence, but they're terrible on a leash yesterday because all they did was, like, there was kittens that were there and some other stuff. They're like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, oh my God, I can imagine what this is like to be
Camp Bow Wow does have cats too?
No, I think somebody just was there. It was a special birthday thing. Oh, okay. So they had their regular boarding, but you go through, you meet people. And then, you know, it was awkward too. You know how usually, Alex, with our job, we have to draw, like, hey, let's draw some winners for this raffle. The person wins. They let us put our names in, and guess what?
You won.
We won, like, one of the best prizes.
That is a horrible thing to do.
That's what I said. I'm like, I don't want to draw this. Kind of like, Joe.
Well, why did you put your name in? You should have just said no thanks, because you know how that looks.
I know, but we won a good prize.
Oh, yeah, and gosh. You shouldn't have taken the good prize.
Yeah.
I can't. My wife put the names in there.
Gosh, that looks horrible. Thanks.
I know. So sorry to everybody out there that hates me this morning. I think we lost a few listeners. So good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Joe Alex, Live the Web Girl. And you can follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. We got a lot to get to this morning.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Senator John McCain, a war veteran and hero who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, became the presidential nominee for the Republican Party in 2008 and served over three decades in Congress, passed away on Saturday at age 81. McCain had just recently announced through his family that he was stopping treatment for brain cancer after being diagnosed in July of 2018.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's. I loved it, not just for the many comforts of life here. I loved it for its decency, for its faith, and the wisdom, justice, and goodness of its people.
A man caused major panic at Jay-Z and Beyonce's concert Saturday night in Atlanta after rushing to the stage and approaching Jay-Z. Backup dancers chased the guy as he ran backstage, and cops detained him and wrote him up for citation for disorderly conduct. He wasn't taken to jail, but he did make contact with Jay-Z. Jay was not injured, and he did not make contact with Beyonce. Here's actual audio of when that happened.
Protect the queen! Oh my God! Can you? You know people are getting fired for that, right? Jay-Z security, there's no way they should get on stage.
Oh, well, I'm sure they did. How I Met Your Mother star Josh Radnor has been ordered to stay 7 yards away from his next-door neighbors because he takes his shirt off and screams at them for complaining about his deck. That's deck with an E.
Excuse me?
That's deck with an E.
Oh, okay.
The actor has been beefing with the family next door for months over the construction of a large backyard deck on his property in the Hollywood Hills. In the most recent court development, the family asked a judge for a restraining order, which means Radnor must stay away from them. He's been told to keep a distance of at least 7 yards at all times. They say that since a judge sided with them in their complaint that he did not have the proper permits for the deck, he's been making their lives difficult.
Hey guys, check out my...
He made it difficult with the deck.
Okay.
D-E-C-K. And Meghan Trainor talked about releasing her new album, Treat Myself. It looks like she's got some new bangers that we can expect to come out.
Ooh.
I've never done that before, so it's a big shock. And I'm sorry to all the fans, but I promise you, I just wrote like two more bangers this weekend that are like... gotta go on the album, so we gotta just push it back. I just kept writing songs, and I was like, it's okay, we'll put them out later. And they're like, dude, these are too good. You have to, like, put them on this album. It's for this moment. It's all about you, myself. And I was like, they're bad. Okay, what do we do? And they're like, let's just push back. We have time.
That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. I posted something, I think it was Friday after the show wrapped up, and it was just a 1 minute clip from the show where we talked to my wife Lindsay about how she might divorce me or leave me if I keep on hitting snooze. And something new I tried is I put like a picture, put the audio for the video, but I put like subtitles at the bottom.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of videos are doing that because people don't even click on sound half the time on Instagram or Facebook. It starts out muted. So no big deal. That's not what annoys me on social media. The thing that I cannot stand online is what happened afterwards. Did you notice this? Either one of you notice what I'm talking about before I say it?
I don't. Well, before you say it, no. Maybe after you say it.
Okay. Good. Okay, then this is interesting. So I posted the video with the subtitles on Facebook and Instagram, and several people pointed out that one word was spelled wrong.
Oh, you hate grammar Nazis.
Not even that, but it's like, I hate people, like, their only contribution to a conversation is to point out, they didn't, like, comment, like, because there was a question, like, hey, does somebody do this, or tag somebody that, you know, snores, or that hits the snooze button all the time. They don't join in that conversation or that dialogue. All they do, your only reason to exist on this earth is to point out, like, a spelling error. Not even a grammar Nazi. I understand that, but this thing, you understand, like, auto-generates, like, it gives you words, and I'm like, okay, that must be it, and I'm going through hundreds of words for a minute long clip of us talking. Alex and I talk a mile a minute. So here's what happened, and maybe you'll notice this if you go check it out. Shannon, thanks Shannon, on my Joe Pesh Radio Facebook page said, defiantly? Did you mean definitely?
Oh, Shannon.
I'm like, Shannon.
Don't you have a book club to manage?
I reply, question mark. Shannon replied, the verbiage that shows along with the video defiantly should be definitely. Well, thanks, Shannon. I'm glad you were there when I was editing the video.
Yeah, let me go back and edit for another 30 minutes just to fix this one mistake that you can obviously tell is a mistake. Also, Shannon, have you ever listened to our show? Don't you know that Joe is pretty much dyslexic?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or that. Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Shannon. You're not alone. Tabitha, she had to hop on my Instagram, and or maybe it was the Joe and Alex show Instagram. I don't even remember because there was so much going on.
Tabitha was bored in the car waiting line, I guess.
Tabitha said, whoever typed this out doesn't know how to spell definitely.
Obviously you. It's on your page.
Yeah. She says, defiantly? Alex said definitely. It's like, oh! That's all you noticed?
That's right, Tabitha.
That's
I
your
did.
Only contribution to this video from the show? Is you're going to point out one spelling error? Not like, haha, that was funny, or, oh, this is dumb. You're just going to point out that it auto-corrected to defiantly and not definitely, and I didn't catch it.
People are just born to troll on social media. That's what they live for.
Which is the worst one? Because I think the worst for people, just negativity, personally, is Facebook.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a cesspool.
Yeah, I don't even get on Facebook anymore.
And you know what I'm noticing? It's old people.
It's always old people. That's what I'm saying. They're bored. They've got a book club to manage, but they're waiting around, killing time.
Like Shannon, I didn't say her last name. I don't even know if she still listens. Sorry, Shannon, if you do, but she used to listen to me. I remember her when I worked in Grand Rapids. I worked in country radio when I first started out. She still follows me on Facebook. I'm like, you've got to be 70 or 80. Like, you're breathing your last breath here, and you're going to take the time instead of spending with your family and grandkids to comment on this video I shared with everybody that it's defiantly and not definitely.
How dare she?
Can we just agree, like, when we know there's an error, we don't have to point it out. Like, did you mean this?
Can I just say that, Joe, you and actually both Alex, which I will say, I'm bad at it. I'm not a great speller. Get on me all the time about my spelling in our social media posts.
Yeah, because that's
your
different.
Job.
That's your job. And two, the show is represented. If we have a
what
bunch of spelling errors.
This was
look,
on the Joe and Alex
people
show
know
Instagram.
That, people know if you come to the Joe and Alex show, if you're brand new, Liv the web girl, they know that Alex and I, not the smartest.
No. They know Joe can't spell, read, or write. And
I can read.
We have acknowledged that about him on the show. At least we talk about it. You're the one with the college degree.
Yeah, you went to college. What's wrong with you?
I misspell things sometimes.
So,
I'm sorry.
So you're at you're you.
I've been doing better.
You have the ability to look over it and double check. Joe, he was dropped on his head a long time ago. We gave up on that.
It's
a long
true.
Time
if you
ago.
Look in the side of my head right here, there's a dent. There's a little
That's
bit of
fair.
A lump.
That's fair.
So just want to point that out there. If you want to see the defiantly great video, it's on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Time for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Three people were killed yesterday and nine more were injured when a guy with a handgun opened fire in Jacksonville at a video game tournament that was going on. Gamers were gathered for a Madden Championship Series. Like, they all compete, then they try to go, like, this big, like, Madden tournament, like, to be the best Madden football player there is. Authorities say the 24-year-old gunman is from Baltimore. He traveled to Jacksonville to compete in the Madden NFL 19 tournament. He actually was the 2017 champion.
Wow.
So this is insane. A live stream of the competition, which I'm not playing audio from, showed a red laser dot appear on the chest of a competitor just before the shooting broke out. One player said, quote, I heard the first pop and was pretty sure that's a gunshot. Then the second, shortly after, I scrambled frantically to the bathroom with like 20 other people. Police didn't offer a motive, but it, like I said, it was reported that the shooter had lost the tournament before the shooting. The shooter ended up killing himself too. This is authorities confirming kind of what went down and who's injured and who's killed.
So there were three deceased individuals at the scene, one of those being the suspect who took his own life. There were nine victims transported by JFRD to area hospitals. Seven of those had gunshot wounds. In addition, there were two additional gunshot victims that self-transported themselves to local hospitals. I'm happy to report that they are all in stable condition at this time.
So, wow, that's good.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers going out to the people that were injured and the family that lost their loved ones there. The Colts, how about the Colts? They beat the 49ers 23-17 on Saturday.
Yay!
They now head to Cincinnati on Thursday night to take on the Bengals in their final preseason game before the regular season. Then when the regular season kicks off, they actually play the Bengals again. So it's like, hey, didn't I see you before? What's going on?
I'm going to that game.
Oh, are you?
Yep, the season opener.
Oh, no. Liv the Web Girl is going to be crazy. I'm worried about you. Security, look for a blonde that's dabbing everywhere. So there's some new food options at Lucas Oil Stadium, like locally inspired.
What? I'm excited. Because
okay.
I don't like sports, but I like going for the food.
Well, tell me if you like any of these. Locally inspired pork fritters.
I don't know what a pork fritter is.
Google it. Hoosier mac and cheese.
Well,
how
I don't
do
eat
not
cheese.
Like mac and cheese?
I don't eat cheese.
Oh my gosh, your life has not been fulfilled. And the Monument Circle, is it Muffalata? Muffaletta?
Never heard of it.
And the Indie Italian Grinder. That's what I'll be getting down on. I'm like, can I get no bun? I'm on keto.
Sounds fancy.
Thank you so much. Ron Cali High School principal had to apologize for using a racial slur. What is going on everywhere? Check this out from our friends at Fox 59.
Listen to a clip of the voicemail that went to parents after Ron Cali principal Chuck Weisenbach used the N-word during an all-student assembly.
While discussing the importance of empathy with our students, I provided examples of words that should never be tolerated. Among the list of words and phrases was the N-word. I, in no way, use the word in a derogatory fashion, but instead to illustrate its ugliness.
The school has been in the spotlight in recent weeks after a guidance counselor was placed on leave after it came to light she was married to a woman. We talked to a former Ron Cali teacher and coach who says in this case, he feels the use of the word was justified.
I mean, you have to say the word to get it. If you abbreviate or whatever, I mean, say the word. We're not walking on eggshells here.
That doesn't, in my mind, justify his use of the term. He should have been sensitive to what he was going to say and thinking that he's got a gathering of all the students. This is a prepared speech in my mind.
One student we talked to says,
it was really like brave of him to do it. He had a lot of courage and I respect him for it.
In the voicemail, Principal Weisenbach went on to speak.
What?
It's not brave.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. It's all
stupid.
It wasn't his intent to hurt anyone. But Pastor Green of the Concerned Clergy of Indianapolis says the damage has been done.
If he's permitted to use this word and apologize, then where does that go? Forgiving him is fine, and I see no problem with that. That's the right thing to do. His keeping his job is another. I think it has to be zero tolerance for this.
One parent tells us the principal did talk one-on-one with some students who were hurt by him using the N-word after the assembly.
All right, thoughts on this? I think it's obviously dumb. You could say, hey, don't say the N-word.
Yeah.
You don't say it. But Alex, because that girl mentions it's brave, real quick, I want you to be brave for everybody.
No.
And just for learning purposes, go ahead and say the N-word in a sentence.
Yeah, no.
I'm just kidding, but I don't think this guy needs to be fired like that one pastor or that guy said. It's like, okay, that's a bit of an overreach. If he said it like in a derogatory way to demean somebody.
Yeah, it was stupid.
It was dumb as hell.
I don't think he necessarily needs to be fired because he wasn't using it in a derogatory way. It was just dumb. I'm sure he learned his lesson. He apologized. I mean, what do you think, Liv the Web Girl?
I think it was super idiotic, and I could see a school board going in either direction with it.
It'll be interesting to see if he keeps his job or not. I think in that situation, he should. And your final story today for Joe's Need to Know News, a little PSA if you're trying to have a kiddo out there. A couple in China couldn't conceive for 4 years, and they finally, they went to the doctor for help, right? You've been trying and trying. Well, they found out why that they haven't had a child or conceived yet. They've been making love the wrong way.
What does that mean?
Well, they were hooking up. They were making love, but not in the kind of way that leads to pregnancy.
Okay.
Are you talking backdoor stuff?
Yes.
Oh, not my God!
Not the front, but the back.
They literally thought that was going to lead to a child?
I guess so. It was in China. I don't know. Like, here, like an American, at least with my mom, I knew about stuff in elementary school. Like, we had the sex talk at a young age. But maybe they didn't have it over there. Either way, yes, the doctor's like, no. You don't get a baby that way.
That is very awkward.
Yeah, so that's a little PSA. If you're trying to get pregnant, make sure you're not doing that. You can check out all of Joe's Need to Know News at RadioNowIndy.com. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Let's say good morning to Mariah in Greenwood. What's your question, Mariah?
I had a question for Liv. I would never ask this to anybody I did not know because it's such a personal question. But I feel like since it's been already put out on the radio,
right,
and I feel like I know you guys. I mean, I listen to you guys every morning. I love your show.
We love you, too.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. I was wondering, last time I heard that you and your boyfriend, maybe now ex, were on a break.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so now I'm not confused. I'm just wondering, is that break like a complete break? I mean, are we broken in half and completely torn apart? And now you have a new boyfriend.
Violent.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Like my ex-husband.
Maybe like the pieces can be put back together. Like you might break up with this new guy and then get back with the new old guy.
So,
I just really wanted to know.
No, actually me and my ex, who I went on a break with, I think that when we went on a break, it was my way of breaking up with him. It was hard for me to break up with him because it's hard for me to break up with anyone. So it's kind of like we decided to take a break, but that was kind of my last straw. It was done, I would say, probably 6 months beforehand.
You just couldn't say it? You just couldn't actually say we're done?
I just couldn't.
Not break up.
Yes, I knew that it was over and that we were never meant to be together and that we were not going to last. But because of what he had gone through with losing his mom so recently, I felt like I had to stay there to be some sort of a support for him because he was so broken.
You know this and not actually a break.
Yes, and
he
actually knows that I do have a new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so
sorry, I was confused and then
I totally
really
get it.
Just kind of nosy.
Well, Mariah, we appreciate you being so nosy and we're glad you're part of the show. Here's the thing, Alex. Why don't you fill everybody in what's going on now?
Well, we need to introduce Mariah and you to Liv's new boyfriend, Jewel Daddy.
Babe for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store, tell them give me a jewel.
Vape Daddy, he likes to do a little bit of that jewel, huh? Likes to puff, puff, puff.
Yeah. How long have you been dating Jewel Daddy, for those that don't know?
So I would say we went on our first date in like June 20th, around there.
Okay, so a couple months. Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't party with Liv the Web Girl, not because I don't like her, but because I can't keep up.
Well, I can't keep up with my parents who were in town this weekend, which I think Alex learned.
Yes, her parents go hard and I love them. And so I was out in Broad Ripple with a friend and I was like, you know what? Let's go to Corner Wine Bar. I said, oh, Liv the Web Girl lives here in Broad Ripple. There's no way she'll be here. I go to Corner Wine Bar. Liv the Web Girl is there with Jewel Daddy and her parents. And Liv is shammered, okay? Like, cannot keep her eyes open already. But she was still drinking, like, it was something with energy drinks in it.
Yeah, I was drinking a vodka Red Bull. Here's the thing. I had not eaten, like, at all that day just because I was so busy. And also,
I've never had that problem, by the way.
I was so tired. That's why I was drinking the Red Bulls and vodkas. I was so exhausted and tired because I was running around all day and had barely gotten any sleep the night before. And so I think the mix of that and me trying to keep up with my parents, it was just game over for Liv.
And I was excited because I've been talking on the air about how I've never gotten to see even a picture of Jewel Daddy before. So finally I get to see him in the flesh, which, by the way, you can see what he looks like on Instagram right now at Joe and Alex Show. See Liv's new boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. And so in less than an hour, Liv was passed out. I mean, literally sleeping in the chair at the bar.
What, did they kick you out? You can't sleep at a bar.
They let us.
I don't think they really cared. I mean, it's not like we were being disruptive. And I was with my parents.
No one else was there. And her parents were there, obviously, taking care of her.
Right.
So I took the opportunity to ambush Daddy and ask him some questions that I knew Liv would never, ever ask him.
All right. Are you ready for this?
No.
All right, here we go. Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, getting grilled by Alex.
Jewel Daddy, what do you like about Liv the Web Girl?
I like...
Your butt puckered?
He's so cute. Okay, continue.
Everything about her.
Specifically, what are your favorite things?
I like her teeth.
You do have a nice smile. I know, it's like, I like her teeth. They're good to eat carrots and celery.
Her face is beet red, by the way.
And her hair.
You do have beautiful hair. Your hair.
I know, but what is he like about my, like, does he think I'm funny?
Listen, don't ask questions. Just listen.
Just listen.
What about her personality? What certain little quirks have you noticed?
I love all of her little quirks.
He sounds hammered.
I was going to say, does he normally talk like that? I met him once, and I was drunk, too, and I met him in Broad Ripple, so I don't know.
He sounds hammered. He was also golfing all day, so I'm sure he had been drinking all day.
Like what?
All of them. I can't even name one.
Oh my gosh.
You can't? What?
This
hold on.
Like,
hold on. I want to hear what Jewel Daddy said again.
All of them. I can't even name one.
Okay.
What is something unique about her compared to other girls that you've dated?
Oh, that's a good question, Alex. Let's see what Jewel Daddy said.
She's the most unique person I've ever met.
Aww.
What?
He's not answering the questions.
He's not answering the questions.
Well, he's hammered.
There has to be one specific little thing that you're like, I love that she does that.
I...
Hopefully you'll say something.
Love it when...
Love it when what? Come on, Liv, if you have to guess.
I have no idea what he's
What
about
does he love
say.
When you do what?
I have no idea what he's about to say.
All right, let's see what Jewel Daddy said.
She...
He's taking his time on this
Good
answer.
Good grief.
Something little that you've noticed about her that you're like, that's cute.
Everything she does, I
Good
think is
God,
cute.
Jewel Daddy. Be creative.
No kidding. Even when you're drunk, say something like, I like her boobs.
Like what specifically?
I feel like I'm like a trained robot to like say.
He's like a robot that's malfunctioning right now. Like, I
can't believe you left all this in here. I thought you were going to edit it out to get to the meat.
This is the good stuff. There's so, even
like,
more.
Like something that she may not necessarily know.
I like it when she thinks I do something sexy. She raises her eyebrows and says, oh, that's sexy.
It's as a joke. It's a joke.
Wait, he,
well, he likes
it. Serious.
No. Yeah. Don't tell him that.
He knows it's a joke, and he always like dies laughing.
Do it.
He thinks it's so funny. I can't. I don't know. It's just like, I'm always like.
Oh my gosh, that's a look.
That is so dorky.
I know, and he's always like, you're the biggest dork in the entire world.
And he thinks.
That's goals.
Okay, we have more audio.
Please,
there's
no.
more?
There's more
I
audio.
I forgot how much I took.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, just hang on. We're going to talk marriage.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to die right now, right here. This is it for me.
And Liv, this is your lesson. Don't pass out with your boyfriend in front of me.
Now Alex steps it up a notch and talks marriage.
What is your ideal when you think about getting married? What is the ideal thing that you look for in someone? When you think about the dream girl that you'll marry one day, what are some of those traits?
Money.
Well, then you're getting the wrong girl on radio. Do you have a timeline?
Of what?
That's not good, Liv. Of when you want to get married.
Liv, before I play it, do you think he has a timeline for marriage?
No, and I don't at all either. I don't think that he has a timeline.
Oh, this could be really awkward if he's like, a year.
No, I don't think he has one.
No.
You guys are meant to be.
She doesn't either, so that's good.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you guys haven't talked about this.
Nope.
So it sounds like you're both on the same page. All right, that was a little serious, but not too bad. Now, here's the thing. Earlier, Jewel Daddy could not think, or at least articulate, things that he likes about you. But he obviously does. He mentioned your teeth and your hair.
Well, he mentioned one thing. He said, I like it whenever she says, you're sexy, and raises her eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
Which, like, what kind of dorkosaurus do we have here?
Well, those two are special for sure. Well, here's something that he said he actually likes about Liv the Web Girl.
Little quirks. What's something that you forgot to say about Liv?
When she gets excited, she does this arm gesture with her arm like she's pumping something. And she says, woo, woo, woo.
Liv does do that. I've heard Liv go, woo, woo, woo.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Because sometimes when I'm excited, I'm like, woo, woo, woo.
Now, here's something where I'm going to say is the aw moment coming up. Listen, this guy is a good guy because he's met your parents. Listen to what he brings up here.
So anytime she gets excited, she does this arm movement. And
have you ever been able to capture it on video or get a photo of it?
No, but her mom does the exact same thing.
No way. Her mom does it too?
So he knew or realized that you have the same thing your mom does. So this guy is kind of paying attention here.
Right.
That's a really good thing. Jewel Daddy's doing good. All right. Now here's the last clip. And I don't know if you want me to play this or not. Should I play it, Alex?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll just tell you. Alex is still interviewing Jewel Daddy, and something happens.
She's calling. This is her name in my phone.
Wait.
Liv, you call him Alex is interviewing.
So to paint the picture, what had happened was... Liv had passed out, and in the middle of me interviewing him, her parents had carried her out of the bar and put her in an Uber and taken her home. Once she gets home... She drunk, like blackout, calls Jewel Daddy while I'm with him interviewing
him. Listen to this exchange right here. What, you don't
remember this?
Yes, it's happening. Just for the let the record show that Liv the Web Girl's name in Jewel Daddy's phone is bot.
Are you ready for this to be out there?
No, I know what this is. I put it in there as that.
Okay, here it is. Liv's name in her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy's phone is
bottom bitch.
I didn't pick that name.
That's relationship goals, I'm pretty sure.
So he's saying that he didn't pick that name. Okay, yeah, what else you got?
I'm at where you left me.
By the way, listen to the music in the background. It's that one song like 24,700.
Yeah, they took you home.
He's trying to explain to Liv the Web Girl what happened.
She doesn't know where she is. Her parents took her home.
I can't go there.
This music's incredible.
Because you gotta go to sleep. I'm at the same bar you left me at. Can't do it.
She wants him to come over.
Because you gotta go to sleep.
Liv the Web Girl is drunk calling him.
You have to work in the morning, and I do too.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's sad.
I just kept it because the soundtrack's amazing.
I miss you too. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh.
I promise.
When did he promise?
Bring me some Taco Bell. I need a crunch wrap.
Oh, I'll call you when I get home. Okay, bye.
That, my friends, is a nice guy.
And Alex right there, too. I hope your ass got an Uber. Listen to this right here.
Wait, I sound drunk?
Is a nice guy.
That's just me talking calm. And I'm not, like, you know, on the radio.
My friends is a nice guy.
Okay, whatever. I was fine to drive.
Okay, overall thoughts as we wrap this up. Jewel Daddy seems like a good guy.
I told him before I started recording him, I said, you and Liv are complete opposites, personality-wise. You are extremely outgoing, life of the party. He's more of a wallflower introverted. I said, do you prefer to date your opposite? And he said, I haven't really ever thought about it. He said, but I'm pretty outgoing whenever I, like, get to know somebody. But that's what every introvert says. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But he is so sweet. I can tell he is absolutely enamored with you. He was very respectful with your parents. He was respectful to you. He didn't try to jump your bones while you were passed out and, you know what I mean? Like, he was a good guy. I liked him a lot, and I thought that he was a good sport for not freaking out that I was recording him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that right there was Alex interviews Jewel Daddy.
Vape for me, Daddy. What?
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store. Tell them get me a jewel.
Alex.
See their photo at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Robin Leach, host of the TV series Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, which gave the world an inside peek into the world of the wealthy, has died at 76.
Welcome to television's unchallenged authority on wealth, prestige, and success. It's another dazzling Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Meet the stars of show business and big business. Discover how life's winners live, love, and spend their fortunes.
Leach had suffered a stroke last Monday and died on Friday in Vegas. It was his TV show that brought Americans into rich people's homes in the 80s and 90s that made Robin Leach a household name. He referred to himself as the most unlikely star in the world.
With champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Oh my gosh, and we just were talking about him on Friday.
It's so weird that we talked about him, I mean, for the first time ever on the show on Friday randomly, yeah. And then he ended up dying. Britney Spears put on a bizarre British accent during her concert in London at the O2 Arena. She asked the crowd to cheer more loudly, and she appeared to use a very phony accent.
What's wrong with you? We gotta do better than that. Let's try it again. Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3.
Wait, that's Britney Spears?
Yes.
I thought that was Katy Perry.
What is wrong? What is going on with her, man? She is just a nutcase. I love her, but a nutcase.
I can't believe that's her.
In a recent interview, Sia said she had the runs after meeting President Donald Trump. The singer was introduced to him backstage after a 2015 taping of Saturday Night Live. She was invited to perform, and he hosted the episode. Trump shouted that they needed to get a photo when she was walking back to her dressing room, but she turned him down. His daughter Ivanka was ready to take the photo, and Sia said, actually, do you mind if we don't? I have a lot of queer and Mexican fans, and I don't want them to think that I support your views. Trump wasn't angry or hurt. He just said, oh, no problem. Sia then went to her dressing room because she said she had, quote, crazy diarrhea. Now, here's what I don't understand. She's saying all this, like, but it says it was a 2015 taping of Saturday Night Live. So Trump wasn't president. So
no,
I don't understand.
Wasn't he running, though?
Have been 2016?
No, that's when he was elected.
No.
I don't know. Listen, you're asking the dumbest guy
right.
in the world
maybe
to
you're
tell
right.
you stuff. I thought he was running back then.
I thought the election was November 2016.
I just remember he went on SNL and he did that Drake video, you know, you used
right.
to call me
but see, they obviously, they wouldn't have had him on SNL because they hate him so much if it would have been after he was running for president. He was only uncool in Hollywood till after he ran, and if it's 2015, I don't think that timeline fits. Tell me if I'm wrong at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, but I don't know. It doesn't make sense. And Taylor Swift brought her Reputation Stadium tour to Nashville on Saturday night and surprised the crowd with an appearance from Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, who joined her on the song Tim McGraw.
That's awesome right there. All right, Alex, thank you so much for the garbage.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed 5 and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, before Alex gets into this week's murder, gotta give a shout out. We appreciate you checking out Murder Monday. Sierra, she is a mom to a couple of daughters, and she just had a major surgery and won't be able to be at the bus stop and have those moments with her daughters they do every morning. Elizabeth, I believe it's Anya and Victoria. I hope I didn't butcher your name too
Probably
bad.
Probably Anya.
Anya, there you go. Hey, thank you all for doing that. Alex, they say that they love Murder Monday, the entire family does, and that they listen to it, and then they talk about it. So that's kind of an interesting dinner time conversation.
There's nothing like mother-daughter bonding, quite like when you listen to Brutal Murders in the morning. So we appreciate you. Thank you.
Now, what is Murder Monday about today?
We're talking about BTK. So it's 1985. A young woman tries to keep herself occupied as a stranger. A man she doesn't know is in her kitchen installing her brand new security system. She's scared of BTK, she tells him. The serial killer who's been sending letters to the news lately and says that BTK stands for bind, torture, kill.
Oh, I'd be scared too.
Several women have been found dead recently in the town she loves, Wichita, Kansas. But as she's nervously telling the nice security man her biggest fear, she doesn't realize that he is BTK.
Serial killers don't wake up one day and decide that they would go out and kill a woman. That sounds like a good idea. It doesn't work that way. It begins 10, 15, 20 years earlier in the offender's mind, in his fantasies.
Dennis Rader was born in Pittsburgh, Kansas. He was the oldest of four children, and his family moved to Wichita when his dad got a new job at a gas company. No one seemed to notice that there was anything different with Dennis as a boy. He seemed normal. His family seemed normal. It didn't look like any abuse was going on. It's a classic case of you never truly know what's going on in someone's head. No one would have guessed the secrets a young Dennis Rader was keeping, the fantasies that he was struggling with. One day when his dad was out of the house, his mom's ring got caught on a couch spring. Her hand was caught in the spring, and as he watched his mother struggle and call out to him for help, he watched and realized that he liked seeing a woman helpless and struggling. And that image never left him. He knew something was wrong as early as elementary school, and he began torturing animals. He started to develop strange sexual fantasies and was surprised that no one caught him. It was the beginning of a long secret life that Dennis would keep up for over 40 years. His peers thought of him as an invisible man in high school, someone who never stood out, he never laughed. In 1966, he joins the Air Force. He was awarded the Good Conduct Medal, ironically. In 1970, he comes back to Wichita and a year later marries Paula Deitz. He was a member of Christ Lutheran Church, a Cub Scout leader, a dog catcher, and an ADT security man. In 1972, he got a job at the Coleman Camping Supply Company and meets one of his coworkers who became his first victim. Her name was Julie Otero. Dennis says that the darkness inside of him explodes unexpectedly. He says, I personally think, and I know that it's not very Christian, but I actually think it's a demon inside me. At some point in time, it entered me when I was young, and it basically controlled me. He called that demon Factor X. For weeks, he had been fantasizing about Julie, but also her young daughter, Josephine. He decided to creep up on the Otero's garage. It was cold that January. He decided to wait. Right before 9 a.m., a little boy, Joseph Jr., stepped outside to go to school. He ordered Joseph Jr. to go back inside, and Dennis confronted the family with a knife and .22 caliber handgun. He tells them not to worry and that it's just a robbery. Joseph Jr. is terrified, hiding near his parents, shaking. Josephine, who's only 11, begins to cry. Dennis orders the family into a bedroom and ties their hands behind their backs. Someone screams after he puts plastic bags over the heads of Joseph and his son and put cords around them. Julie's coworker and her daughter Josephine pleaded, asking him to release the little boy and his father. What are you doing? Julie asked as he slipped a rope around her neck. Then he strangles her slowly. He tells Josephine her parents are just sleeping, then puts a binding around her neck. She passes out. In the basement, he finds a sewer pipe that he thought was strong enough to support a body. He brings Josephine, apparently still alive, downstairs and removes most of her clothes. She screams, please! He tells her, don't worry, baby. You'll be in heaven tonight with the rest. And he hangs her.
Oh my gosh.
After satisfying himself to the brutal scene, he leaves, leaving his DNA behind. He begins writing letters to news stations, taunting police about his crimes and signing them BTK for bind, torture, kill. He also wrote a letter that had been stashed inside an engineering book in the Wichita Public Library that described in detail the killing of the Otero family. A few months later, he murdered Catherine Bright, another coworker at the Coleman Company. She was 21 and stabbed 11 times. Two more women were killed after that. In his personal life, BTK and his wife Paula were starting to raise their two kids, and so a few years had passed, and BTK got the urge to kill again. He snuck out of the house as his family was sleeping. And he went to 63-year-old Anna Williams' house, where he waited. We left off with Dennis Rader, a.k.a. BTK, which stands for Bind, Torture, Kill, sneaking out of his family's home to 63-year-old Anna Williams' house. He broke into her home and hid, waiting for her car to pull up in the driveway. Hours passed. Still, no Anna. She was at a square dance with girlfriends. And the night was going a lot longer than she originally planned.
I mean, the square dancing right there.
Right? After square dancing, she decided to stop by her daughter's house to see her. She didn't know it in the moment, but that saved her life. She was supposed to be BTK's eighth victim. He got tired of waiting for her and eventually left to go home. But when Anna opened her front door, she knew something was wrong, and she knew that someone had been in her house while she was gone.
Ugh.
It looked to her like maybe there had been an attempted burglary. But a couple days later, she learned the truth. While checking her mail, Anna received a letter. It was a bone-chilling poem that said, "Oh, Anna, why didn't you appear? 'Twas a perfect plan of deviant pleasure so bold on that spring night. I lay with sweet enrapture garments across most private thoughts." He said, "Alone again I trod, and wonder why, for number 8 was not. Oh, Anna, why didn't you appear?" That was in April 1980, and then for some reason the game stopped. BTK had come and gone. His letters to the press stopped coming. The killings, apparently, had ended. The investigation shifted to the back burner until one day in 2004 when a local Wichita newspaper got a mysterious letter. Inside was a driver's license and 3 Polaroid photographs of a woman lying dead on the floor. Her name was Vicki Wergerle. She had been killed and strangled in her own home in 1986. Not only was BTK back, but he had never stopped killing. The return address was from a Bill Thomas Killman. Did you get it?
Oh, yeah, BTK.
Mm-hmm. The letter was the first of 11 communications with local media. Then Rader asked police if he could start sending them letters on a floppy disk. He wanted to know if they could trace him from it. Well, of course, the police said no.
Yeah, we can't do that.
No, we can't. We don't know how to do that. And so Dennis Rader, or BTK, sent them another letter, this time on a floppy disk. And when police looked on it, they traced it back to Christ Lutheran Church, and that the last person to write on the document was someone named Dennis. The police had a lot of circumstantial evidence, but ended up using DNA from a pap smear of BTK's daughter, who was in college at the time, to finally make their arrest. He was arrested driving home one day around noon in February of 2005, and when the police officer asked, "Mr. Rader, do you know why you're going downtown?" he said, "Oh, I have suspicions why." He was charged and sentenced to 10 consecutive life sentences and a minimum of 175 years. You can see pictures of him and his adult daughter on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. His daughter ended up writing an article about how she found out about her dad and her struggles with finding that out. And it is so incredible because she talks about how she became a Christian after finding all this out, and her journey with forgiveness and her dad. And I put the link to the article on our Instagram story so that you can swipe up and read it. It is so worth your while. Just swipe up at Joe and Alex Show. BTK is also the inspiration, if you don't know, for a character on Mindhunter, which is on Netflix, if you haven't seen that yet.
Yes.
So in the show, he is the ADT man. In season 1, they kind of introduce him a little bit, and it is real scary. That character is probably the scariest one, honestly, more than Ed Kemper. And so I think as the seasons continue to come out, we're going to see his character develop more and more and find out more about the ADT man, a.k.a. BTK.
Mm-hmm.
But it is real creepy, and I really want to encourage you to read that letter at Joan Alex Show on Instagram. See photos of him and his daughter, Carrie, as well. That is BTK.
Wow. Thank you so much, Alex. It's so crazy to me that the things he would do and just how sick, like, he would sit around and wait for the lady. And, like, imagine getting that poem in your mailbox. Like, Alex, where were you?
Another thing that he did was tie himself up and take photographs of himself in women's clothing and wigs and masks. And it's really scary. He would bind himself up and have the camera take a picture of himself. I'm going to put a picture of that on Instagram as well at Joe and Alex Show. But that is like, look at your own risk, because it is real creepy.
Wait a minute. Wait, you're saying people don't do that on the weekend?
Well, not everyone.
All right. That's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Follow us at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. My social media, Joe Pesh Radio. Alex is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. And I don't feel like sniffing whatever this is. What is this about?
You're going to smell my chocolate hole.
Excuse me?
I'm not speaking French. I'm speaking English. Chocolate hole. Are you ready?
I feel like it's going to be like your makeup.
No, it's not my makeup.
Why are you standing? You never stand.
I always try to get my boyfriend, the Egyptian, to smell my chocolate hole, and he never agrees. He always says he won't do it.
Good for him. Have a standard. Stick to it.
I'm so confused.
Yeah,
so,
what is this?
So I brought in my chocolate hole for you guys to smell because I'm sick of trying to beg him to, and he won't do it, and I need to get my fulfillment of having someone smell my chocolate hole.
I'm married, so Liv can smell your chocolate hole.
No, you're both going to smell it. Lindsay will be okay with that. I already asked her. She said it was cool. So basically, I have discovered something about myself is that I have a chocolate hole that smells delightful.
What in the hell is going on?
I don't know. And this is, wait, no.
So, you know the A-OK sign if you go like this?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So the circle that your pointer finger and your thumb make, that little circle, if I put my nose in it, that smells like chocolate on my body. It's a little hole. It does. I don't know why. It's like my natural smell. I have a little chocolate hole that smells amazing. And so I want you guys to smell it because I always try to get my boyfriend, the Egyptian, to smell it, and he never will. And I'm like, but you don't understand. It seriously smells like chocolate to me anyway.
This is Alex.
Chocolate! Chocolate! Chocolate!
Exactly. No, it does. So that's the thing. I need you to smell my chocolate hole and tell me if I'm right that my pointer finger thumb.
Get away from me.
No, you have to smell it. You have to tell me if in between my pointer finger and my thumb in this little crevice smells like chocolate, okay?
I don't.
Just stick your little nose in there. Just stick it in my chocolate hole.
Fine, hold on.
Oh,
it doesn't smell like. Oh, it smells.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
No. It doesn't smell like chocolate to you.
No.
Here's the thing, Alex. I actually can't.
No,
do this.
Liv, you actually
no,
can't.
I
no,
really
you
can't.
You have to do it. I just did it.
I will.
No, get it by your nose. Put it up by your nose.
It smells like chocolate. No. I do it all the time. Haven't you ever noticed that I always do this?
Yeah, I know. I do notice, but fingers.
Because it smells so good.
Fingers gross me out so much. Like, other people's fingers. I just can't.
Liv, people are dying to smell my chocolate hole. There's a line of people that want to do it, and they're going to be upset that you're not taking advantage.
I think they think a different chocolate hole.
I did too.
Alexandra.
Yeah, I was.
Liv, I need you to just okay, Liv, okay. I would not have you smell something that stunk. I know,
it's just fingers gross me out.
I genuinely think it smells like vanilla and chocolate.
All right, let's see how this sounds.
Ew.
Exactly.
No, it just doesn't smell
What's
like
wrong
anything.
With you?
It's like skin.
Are you kidding me?
Like you're on drugs.
Why don't you do me a favor? I want you to go downtown Indianapolis, and I want you to go up to people today, Alex, after the show, see how it goes. Like, hey, you want to smell my chocolate hole?
I feel so uncomfortable.
Come to the radio station. I'll let you smell my chocolate hole. I'll bend over, stick it right in your face.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, I want to hear what happened when you were driving somebody around. Let's hear your horror stories. We saw this. One of our other radio friends had an Uber driver incident. The driver said that they arrived to pick up a passenger. The passenger had three kids with her. They were probably around 11, 6, and 3 years old. She put them in the car, shut the door, and then leaned in, and she's like, I set the two destinations. Please be safe with my kids. So this lady wants the Uber or Lyft driver to take the kids. Like, go ahead, drop them off where they need to go.
Oh my gosh.
The driver's like, what the F is this? You expect me to take your kids to school and to daycare for you?
Call the police.
The driver told her, no, that's not going to happen. You got to ride with me and the kids, and we can get them out at each stop, but I'm not going to do that. I don't blame the Uber driver or the Lyft. I don't think that's what Uber or Lyft was invented for, was to do that.
It's not a babysitting service, okay, Mom of the Year? No.
Let's talk to Julie this morning out in Indy. Julie, are you an Uber or a Lyft driver with the story?
I actually do both.
Okay, so what's your horror story?
Well, mostly all my horror stories, they've happened with Uber drivers, with Uber riders, I'm sorry, not Lyft riders. So
okay.
I have two stories.
Let's hear them.
Okay, so the first story, these kids were students, and they got in my car, and they had liquor. I didn't want them to drink liquor, obviously, in my car.
because it's a brand new car. And the guy, when he got out, he put gum on my window.
Oh, what a little punk.
Oh, gross.
Oh, beat that ass.
Well, someone else got in the car. I did not actually know that it was on the window at the time. And someone got in, another rider, and she said, hey, you got gum on your window. I said, that mother... And then I just... That was it. So,
what was your other experience with like a horror story as an Uber or Lyft driver?
It was an Uber rider, and it was three people. They got in, and the girl threw up in my car, and when she got out, she said that it was water.
Oh.
And it had like particles in it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All yep, right. Yep, all good. Right. Yeah, so you had to get that cleaned up, huh?
Yeah. Uber did reimburse me for the cleaning fee, but still, the fact that it was just there and I knew it was there, it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I don't ever want to sit in the back seat. All right, thank you so much, Julie from Indy, for calling in.
I could never do that job.
317-239-1009. I'd love to, but I'd like to do it with somebody else's car, not mine, because I don't want people destroying my stuff. I want to hear those horror stories about what happened. I assume a lot of stuff's going down probably when you're picking up people in Broad Ripple area, maybe downtown around Mass Ave, like a lot of alcohol. I want to hear those stories, and we will talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. Evan, we're kicking things off with you. You're on the south side, and what happened with your Uber or Lyft story?
I was driving downtown, and the location was telling me she was at the Union Trade Station.
Yeah.
For some reason, she was not in there. So I called the lady. She was like, from out of town, and I apologized, you know, for not being able to get there on time, and she was already either drunk or really messed up on some kind of drug.
Maybe both.
Possibly. By the way she was acting, she was very slurish on her words. And then the whole ride, she was fairly violent and upset with me because I was unable to get to her the time that she wanted me to get to her. Punching my back seat.
Goodness
kicking,
gracious.
Threatening to hurt me.
Oh, my gosh.
Threatening to kill me, that she was from Brooklyn and that they invented the GPS. And I told her to get out of my vehicle, and she wouldn't. So I got out, came around, opened my door up. She got out and started actually kicking my tires on my vehicle. So it was pretty scary. I didn't know if she could have had a possible weapon on her.
Yeah, you never know.
Did that make you want to quit driving? Because that would make me never want to drive again, that one experience.
I didn't do it again.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right, Jennifer, on the north side, what's your Uber or Lyft horror story as a driver?
I picked up a young couple from downtown after a date night. They had been drinking. And she gets in the car, and she said, we're going all the way to Noblesville. I said, that's fine. And she said, well, I don't care what route you take. Just don't take ghetto ass Fall Creek. And I was like, well,
wait. I drive Fall Creek every day. That's not ghetto ass.
I do too. I live near Fall Creek. So I was like, okay. I said, what route do you want me to take? And she was like, well, I don't care. Just any route but Fall Creek. I was like, look, the only way that I know how to get on the interstate is like the Fall Creek area.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, she goes, well, I don't care what you do. Just take whatever route that you want to take then. And her boyfriend was, he's an attractive young man. She, unfortunately, looked like she was allergic to Demerol and took way too many pills and, had craters in her face. Like, she was miserable with herself. And so she gets on Facebook, and then she was like, you are so lame. She was like, look, so-and-so is vacationing in Cancun. They're in Maui. She was like, these people are here. These people are there. Like, we went to school with these people. And, look, you can't even take me anywhere. And so she gets on the phone with her girlfriend after she bashes him and tells him that he's inadequate for their vacationing this year. And then she gets on the phone with her girlfriend. She said, yeah, it was an okay night. We went to just some lame burger joint. It really wasn't that great. And then she goes, and then we went to this concert, which I thought was going to be nice, but there was a bunch of young kids, so I felt like a pervert there. And she's like, so the concert was stupid. Like, the burgers really weren't that great. Just bashing her boyfriend.
That
and
poor guy.
You're no kidding.
And you.
I said, oh, my God. I felt more sorry for him. And, when they got out of the car, I wanted to turn to him so bad and just say, run.
Yeah.
You are not married.
You should have.
Get away from this as soon as possible. Like, she's a miserable person.
I can't believe
the 45-minute drive, the worst drive of my life.
I can't believe, Jennifer, that you drove Alex home.
No, Alex is is a sweetheart. I love you.
Yay, thank you. I love you too.
Jennifer, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
By the way, make sure you and everybody else, if you're Ubering or Lyfting, request that they, you know, play the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Otherwise, I'd give them like a 1-star. You can make a note of that too so they know what they're doing wrong.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The man who supplied Demi Lovato with drugs the night she OD'd said that she knew that she was ingesting aftermarket pills, which made things risky. Brandon Johnson told TMZ that Demi texted him at 4 a.m. the morning she OD'd and asked him to come over. He says that he read between the lines and brought pills, which they freebased together. He strongly insinuated that the two of them did drugs together many times before and had a sexual relationship. She has sources that are strongly denying that there was any sexual relationship going on. Various friends of Demi have told TMZ that they knew Johnson was hanging out with her a lot and also knew that he was bad news and will do everything in their power to keep him away from her. Cardi B joked that cleaning your, we'll just say, sensitive areas with a towel is a Puerto Rican bath, a Haitian shower, or a Mexican spa day. Cardi shot a skit for Wild and Out star Rip Michaels, who also has a new show called Off the Rip. Sources close to Cardi say the video was shot 3 years ago when Cardi was an Instagram comedian and not a rapper. The sources say that she's no different than the material delivered by other Hispanic comedians like George Lopez. See, they had come out with all these disclaimers because now that this video has come out, people are saying that she's being racist.
I am your host, Vanilla Moose Cupcake, and have you ladies been in that situation when a man just left and the other one is coming? You don't have time to take a shower. Well, I got a solution for you. Now, you might call this the Puerto Rican bath, a Haitian shower, or a Mexican spa day. I like to call it a whole bath.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have finally settled their divorce. Sources say a property settlement has been reached with the former couple agreeing to joint custody of their three kids. Sources add that sorting out the two's finances was complicated because they didn't have a prenup and shared all of their earnings for the duration of their 12-year marriage. The settlement comes after the actress filed for divorce in April of 2017, and 3 years after they separated. The Justice League actor entered rehab for alcohol abuse last week after an intervention by Garner. And Live the Web Girl is going to be excited about this. Post Malone announced his own music festival. It's going to be called Posty Fest.
No way. Posty Fest.
Yep, it's going to take place in Dallas on October 28th. He will perform at the festival along with Tyler, the Creator, and Travis Scott. More artists will be announced soon. Tickets are already on sale. Maybe, who knows? You never know on Radio Now. Maybe we'll have tickets to give away. But if not, you should plan to go to that. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. And now it's time for Silly Sound Theater,
where Joe and Alex have you say silly sounds.
Well, this is going to be a first and hopefully the best thing ever. We have some stories where you will fill in the blank with your best sound effect. It's kind of what they do in the movies when you're called a Foley artist and it's like, oh, and they broke a bone when they got punched in the face. It's like, psh.
Yeah, you got to make that noise.
You're good at the punching sound effect. Psh, psh. Yeah, like that right there, that's worth a lot of money, okay? All right, who's going to help us out? We'll take turns. we'll go Joe first here. Let's talk to Melissa. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to do your best Foley artist impersonation, those people that make those sound effects in movies?
Yes.
Okay, let's get it going here. And as soon as we pause in the story, like, we'll give a description. That's when you do the sound effect, okay? Just give it your best. Here we go. It was a dark and stormy day, and rain was pouring. Alex was already awake when her alarm clock went off. Time for work, she thought. Alex brushed her teeth, rinsed her mouth, and spit it into the sink. Alex grabbed her coat and walked out the door. When she got into her car and tried to start it, something wasn't right. The car wasn't turning over. After trying for several minutes, she decided to call an Uber. When the Uber driver finally got there, Alex hopped in and noticed that her driver had the bass turned all the way up. She couldn't hear anything. By the time Alex got to work, she was exhausted.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, wow. Wow, round of applause right there. Melissa, you're amazing. Are you a Foley artist? What do you do for a living?
I work for Goodwill of Central and Southern Indiana.
Wow. Actually.
Well, they are lucky to have you. You're a blast. Hey, thanks for calling in, Melissa, and being part
Thank
of Silly
you.
Sound
love
Theater.
You guys.
We love you more. Okay, Alex, good luck topping that one, because Melissa was amazing.
She was so good.
Let's see. Who are we going to get for you? Looks like we've got Ashley in Fishers. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
All right. That's pretty stiff, huh? That was pretty good.
That was good. I was impressed.
All right. Can you do that, though? Are you ready to step your game up?
I think I'm better.
All right. Alex, the floor is yours. And Ashley, we're doing Silly Sound Theater on the Joe and Alex Show.
No, it's Silly Sound Theater.
Silly Sound Theater.
Joe is excited to take his dogs, Benny and Paddington, to the park. They had been antsy all day and would not stop barking. Finally, after getting a leash on them, they were on their way. But after a car drove by at a high speed, it startled Joe's dogs. His dog, Benny, bit a huge chunk out of Joe's leg. Joe yelped. And his other dog, Paddington, tried to lick his wound to make him feel better. That's when a neighbor saw Joe lying on the ground in pain, but instead of helping him, he slammed his door shut. Poor Joe.
Hey!
Great job!
Damn, I don't care what anybody says. The Joe and Alex Show might suck. Like, I agree. We're not going to win any awards anytime soon. But our listeners? Holy crap.
Better
Ashley
than us.
Ashley and Fishers, Melissa on the east side. Round of applause again,
Great job.
Please. And thus concludes
Silly Sound Theater.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A mayor gets busted on social media. Ravi is the mayor of Hoboken, New Jersey. A major water main broke on Tuesday night last week, and he went door to door, dropping off water bottles and giving people like the information they need to know, kind of updates like, here's what's going on. They're working on it.
Dang, that's nice.
And that's like, whoa, way to be connected to your community. Good job, Ravi. He then posted some photos on his Facebook showing what he was doing. And apparently, you know, he wanted to praise himself because from a fake account, he left a comment under the picture that said, "Thanks for the hands-on work and unrelenting pressure you're placing on the water company. It's needed and necessary." Here's the thing, though. The problem, he didn't log out of his official mayor account.
Oh, no.
Into the other fake account. So he left a comment praising himself under his own.
Account. Oh, my gosh.
Instantly, people called him out in his office and wound up saying, you know what? It's because his brother had access to the mayor's social media account during the campaign, and he made the post an error.
Wow.
And I'd love to be on that social media team. So, come on, man. You did a good job, but you don't have to be an idiot and, like, pat yourself on the back. A family got hospitalized after eating a special dinner that they made. I think I'll live when I see this.
Special dinner, special in quotes.
Yes, the ingredient. A family picked some wild mushrooms that they found in the courtyard of their apartment complex, and they got sick. Now, the reason I say live the web girl, I think of you, is because, like, you are healthy. You'd probably have a salad or something with mushrooms. Like, oh, well, look, there's some mushrooms right there in my apartment complex.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the family experienced vomiting and stomach pains a few hours after eating a meal they made from unknown wild mushrooms. The fire department had to get called. Poison control even looked for the mushrooms.
Oh, my word.
And they're trying to figure out, like, what did the family eat, because some of those things can make you sick and kill you. Well, they found and identified them as green spore leptopia, also known as aka the vomiter mushroom.
That's
because
disgusting.
It will make you sick. These types of mushrooms are known to cause like severe stomach pain, but luckily for the family, it didn't cause any liver failure or death, because that can happen
word,
to people.
Yeah.
Here they are like, here's my thing though. I've been in apartment complexes pretty much my whole life working in radio. I now, like, I'm like, we're renting a house. I wouldn't trust anything I see in an apartment complex. I don't care if you're in a fancy place or a low-end place. I would never pick anything out there.
Hell yeah. No.
You're just asking to get sick right there.
You might be ratchet if you get your food from your apartment landscaping.
And your final story today for your W of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show. A Florida man threatens his coworker. They had a little musical disagreement. This Florida man threatened his coworker with a box cutter over an argument about Christian music.
You know, some of it is good, some of it is cheesy.
The man was at a warehouse where he and a coworker were cooking hamburgers, drinking beer, and listening to music.
What would Jesus listen to?
Nickelback. A deputy said the man demanded the music to be changed to Christian music, but his coworker refused. That's when the man used a box cutter to threaten the guy.
That's not what Jesus would do.
No. The victim went to the bathroom and called 911. While in the bathroom, the man's like, "Hey, get off the phone!" Isn't this guy that wanted to hear the Christian music? Now he's trying to, like, hurt somebody.
Clearly he did need to listen to it because he needed to calm down.
No kidding. He caused almost $500 in damage to the door. Deputies found the man on the side of the warehouse sleeping in the back seat of his car. The man told cops the victim's actions caused Satan to manifest inside of him.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sometimes Satan manifests inside of me, too. A lot of times when I'm sitting in traffic.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
That man was arrested, and maybe while he's in prison, he'll get to hear some sweet, sweet baby Jesus music. Those right there are your dummies of the day. Check them all out. RadioNowIndy.com. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Hope you're having yourself an awesome day. This story that I found, it's going to put a smile on your face if you're not, because this is just... It's awesome when people do good things to help out your fellow person. A teenager in Wisconsin named Bubba Cad.
Bubba Cad.
Hey, Bubba. Was suffering from cerebral palsy as well as developmental issues, but this kid loves trucks more than anything. As a matter of fact, his family's yard faces a highway, so he likes to sit outside and he gets trucks to honk when they go by. I still, as an adult man, love, like,
yeah.
I do it all the time. I'm sure I annoy the hell out of my wife, but it's so fun. Last month, his mom noticed, hey, what's that? It was a small model truck sitting in their yard, and she realized one of the truck drivers must have put it there because it wasn't her or anybody in the family.
Aww.
She's like, what a cool gift. They must have seen him always trying to get him to honk. So she did what everybody else does, went onto Facebook looking for the driver, and her post about it actually went viral. Then, this is where it gets really cool, Alex, a bunch of other truck drivers decided to do something for Bubba's 16th birthday that, because their mom posted, was coming up. They called it 18 Wheels for Bubba. Last weekend, truckers from all over the country showed up, and they lined their trucks up in this big parking lot, and they surprised him with a huge party because his mom kept it a secret. When they got there, over 1,000 people.
Whoa.
1,000 people were waiting to wish him a happy birthday. There were almost 200 tractor trailers. You know how much space that is?
That's insane that they could fit all that.
Yeah, and there was other trucks there to check it out. Bubba got to ride around in a golf cart, and he got to see every single one of the trucks, and they honked their horns, and they had so much fun. His mom got emotional about it. She said, you know, it's amazing to know there are so many great people out there.
Yeah. And that is so cute that they had to put him on a golf cart just so he could get around to see all of them. There were so many.
I'd have to wear like some ear protection if you're just doing all those horns like,
I love that. That's so great.
Go check out this awesome picture and everything going along with this at RadioNowIndy.com. This story about Bubba and his 200 truck buddies that threw him that big birthday party. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Yo, yo, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. And Liv the Web Girl can't party. She can't hang. We found out about that. You can check out the podcast
at
RadioNowIndy.com. But if you can party, if you can hang, and maybe you're looking for something to do during the middle of the week, WTF Wednesdays with Elliot King go on Wednesday night at Tiki Bob's. And WTF Wednesdays are the you know what. Like, as they would say, the cat's meow.
The bomb, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Check it out. No cover charge. $5 bombs, $5 Long Islands, which are like my personal favorite. $3 domestics and wells. So make sure you tell your friends and join Elliot King, DJ Killer Cam at Tiki Bob's Wednesday nights. What? Duh. Wednesdays.
WTF Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. So what do you ladies got going on today? Anything cool? You look really nice, Alex.
Thank you. Good. I hope so. Because I'm picking up the Egyptian, my boyfriend from the airport. He's been gone for like 10 years in Europe, gallivanting around, probably cheating on me. No, I'm kidding.
Does he have a new woman you think he brought back?
If he did, I will find out when I pick him up.
90-day fiancé.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see him. I made sure to shave my armpits and everything. This is a big deal.
Show it. Prove it. You missed a little bit. Just a little. That's a long piece, though. Liv the Web Girl, what do you got going on? You going to drive around with your car with an airbag deployed?
No, I'm going to try to get it into this shop. I have to call a bunch of people. I'd call like the insurance, the Nissan dealership. I am probably going to have to get Joel Daddy to follow me because I'm probably going to have to leave my car there for a couple days.
Liv crashed her car over the weekend. She's okay. Car not so much.
Yes.
Still drivable, but airbags deployed.
I can't believe they
My airbags deployed and my seatbelts don't work. So what happens is when you're...
What?
Why would you drive to work then?
You
Uber.
Needed to Uber. That is so dangerous. I cannot believe Mama C... And Papa C, your parents,
do they know? Do they even know about
this? Well, they know that I wrecked, but I don't think they know about the seatbelt thing.
I know your mom and dad are listening, and they will back me up that you should not have driven.
No one's driving at 4:50 in the morning.
Yeah, drunk drivers that have been out all night.
And live the web girl. And live the web girl. All right, you two get your stuff straight. I got crazy stuff to do today, like do laundry and clean the bed sheets. I got the honey to-do list. Oh, by the way, I still got to figure out where my wife and I are going to go for our anniversary in 2 days.
Go to French Lick in West Baden in southern Indiana. It was one of the seven wonders of the world one time.
I got to work the next day. How far away is that?
Oh, well, it's like 2 hours.
No, we're going to go to Taco Bell or something closer.
Maybe. Take her to Brown County.
You and your brown stuff today. I'm done with that. If you missed anything on the show, radio90.com. Click on the Joe and Alex show. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.